This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. After a chaotic first debate, U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden will share the stage again tonight. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Biden spent days off the campaign trail preparing almost exclusively for tonight. But there are fears among Democrats that his history of public gaffes could haunt him in Nashville, that an embarrassing misstep could cut into his lead in national polls. Some Trump advisors are urging the president to play tonight low-key and put Biden in the spotlight.
That's AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The European Union imposed sanctions on the head of Russia's military intelligence and one other official on Thursday and said they were responsible for a computer hacking attack on Germany's parliament in 2015. Russia in May denied the accusations and said the EU lacked evidence. China is threatening retaliation over the U.S. sale of nearly $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. Reuters' Francis McGuire.
China is threatening to retaliate on Thursday after the United States and Taiwan agreed a major new arms deal. The package, worth $1.8 billion, sees Taiwan buy sensors, missiles, and artillery. Taiwan said it did not want an arms race or confrontation with its regional neighbor. It did, though, thank the U.S. and said the weapons were to help improve its defense and deal with the, quote, enemy threat, a new situation. China has opposed news of the deal since its inception and says that it will severely damage Chinese-U.S. relations. It hasn't detailed what form retaliation may take.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting. For all the latest news whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.